If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I just thought, when I was reading that the other day, I thought it's wonderful the way the Lord puts that in the scriptures. If my people, which are called by my name, the Lord makes sure that we know that we are his people. We're called by his name. We're Christians. We're saved. And we are his people. It is lovely that the Lord takes ownership of us and has done so through his Son, the Lord Jesus. But I just wanted to just consider for a few minutes, if you may, the phrase in there, seek my face. And it's interesting just that the Lord says we're to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. The humbling and the praying seem to be interlinked a lot, aren't they? We do humble ourselves to come, to spend the time, to wait on the Lord, to pray. And the way this is put, the forgiveness of the sins comes after the humbling, after the praying, after the seeking my face. I just thought it was interesting the way the sequence in this particular verse, the way it's laid out. But anyway, I just want to consider seeking the Lord's face. What does it mean? What is seeking the Lord's face? Well, it's obviously something else over and above praying. And we have to acknowledge, don't we, that we can only seek the Lord's face because of what he has done for us, because of that work of Calvary's cross. We're actually seeking the face of a thrice holy God, God in heaven. And here we are on earth, and we're seeking his face. It's only possible because of the Lord's work on Calvary's cross. It's only possible because we're under the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed on Calvary's tree. It's only possible because the Lord opened that way up for us, that we can seek the face of the Lord. And to seek the Lord's face, I think we could say as well, is worship. It's worshipping the Lord. We're looking up to him. And looking up is worshipping. And we can also say that we're actually relying totally on God's grace and his mercy. And we're trusting in him. We're trusting in him with the faith, whatever faith we have to trust as we look up and seek the Lord's face that he will respond. And we are looking for a response from the Lord. We're looking for an answer. We're looking up to the Lord. We're seeking his face. And I believe it's more than praying. It's more than just a stab-in-the-dark prayer. It's looking for an answer. We're petitioning the Lord. We're waiting. We're waiting for a response. It's like speaking to another person, a loved one possibly, and we're waiting for their face to turn around to us and for a response. And we're not going to let go. We're not going to just leave it at that. We're actually seeking the face of a thrice holy God on a very important matter for our lives on this earth as the church body. It's a life and death matter for the church. The church, as we often have said, is in a precarious position, if you could put it like that. And we're seeking the face of the Lord on this very important matter. Lord, will you hear us? Lord, will you respond? Lord, will you turn your face? Will you shine upon us? Will you shine your countenance upon us? Will you favour us with a blessing? Now, there's a time element to this. There's a waiting element, isn't there? We're looking to the face of the Lord. We're seeking his face. But the response may not just come immediately. We have to just put up with it, I suppose. There's a time element. But there's also, in that time, I believe, there is, we are learning. And in that time element of seeking the Lord and seeking his face, we're learning how to pray. We're learning how to wait on the Lord. But as well as that, there's a very important aspect of what we seek the face of God, that it shows up something in the heart. You remember when Peter was at the Lord's crucifixion, and that cock crowed three times, and the Lord turned, says the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter went away. His heart was broken. And I do believe that in seeking the face of the Lord, there's an aspect of the Lord deals with our heart in it as well. Deals with issues in the heart. And the Lord can affect us so much that we're heartbroken. But it's the Lord's way of dealing with us. The Lord sees right into my heart. He sees the sin. He sees the blackness. He sees who I am. He knows better who I am than I do myself. He sees right in. And we may be broken people, but it's the Lord's way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is what the Lord does. He can show up in us all our feelings and who we are. But this is what happens when we seek the face of the Lord. And just to wind up this little meditation, seeking the face of the Lord so that we can get a response is a wonderful aspect, isn't it? The response. The Lord's answer. This is what we're seeking. We're seeking for the Lord to pour out a blessing upon us, upon his body, his church. We're seeking for the Lord to fill us with life, to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We're seeking his face so that he can turn and bless us as his own people, as his body, as his family, as his sons and daughters. And it's just lovely that whatever process we have to go through, whatever time element there is, whatever waiting, whatever the Lord does to our hearts and shows up in us, at the end of the day, the Lord will get the glory. When we seek his face, the Lord will answer. And the Lord will answer, as the psalmist says in that Psalm 46, he says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. We'll know the help of the Lord amongst us. We'll know revival, restoration of the church, a giving of life from the throne of God unto his people who need life desperately. So we're looking for the Lord's answer. We're waiting on him. We're seeking the face of the Lord in these days. I just pray indeed that the Lord will come and bless us, and that right early. Amen.